Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Just Sunday, yesterday, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, there was a fire in Arizona, a serious, serious fire, and it started on Sunday, and there was an elite team, of 19 firefighters. Get this, they lost their life yesterday. They lost their life in this 2,000-acre fire. Now, you understand that there's been a heat wave on the West Coast that has gotten as high as 130 degrees.
Wow.
I mean, it's been hot.
Did you say 130?
The 130.
That's hot.
As high. Wow. Yes, sir.
I didn't know that was even possible.
Oh, I didn't think so either. Till I saw a sign, I was like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
I was thrown away. Now, I don't know how hot it was in Arizona, but they're part of that heat wave. And it's just tragic. I mean, ABC's reporting that at 3 a.m. in the morning, this happened in Yarnell. The Yarnell fire had tripled in size and was now blossoming to 6,000 acres.
Wow.
6,000 acres. And our hearts are with the families that lost these firefighters. And my understanding is that these guys were an elite team, and they backpack into areas. I mean, I don't know. I can't even begin to understand that type of training and what they have to endure. I mean, it's already hot. I mean, 130 degrees.
Yeah. I'm a little familiar with it. I went through a fire academy for a while. I'm sure it's not as intense as what they go through.
Yeah.
But it's pretty intense. It's really hot. They're throwing in the fire and everything.
Wow.
Just so you know how it feels.
Well, I can, again, I can only imagine, but, you know, these men, man, they gave their lives, and these are folks that put themselves in harm's danger every single day. We have firefighters, we have first responders all over this country. We thank God for them. You never know how much they do and how valuable their services are until they're the one coming to rescue you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I saw this firsthand when I was a chaplain at LSU Medical Center, where I saw, I mean, the police, I saw fire, and I saw all these first responders respond to people that had, tragic things that happened to them. And no one was expecting to have an accident. Nobody was expecting to have a trial in their life. And then to know that there are these professionals that, I mean, they're on the spot, man. They show up, there's a fire in your home, if there's an accident, the paramedics, I'm talking about the police officers, all the first responders. If I'm leaving anybody out, please forgive me, but this was a tragedy. I know the CBN did a little segment. Let's hear what they have to say, and we'll come back.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the CBN News Channel. I'm Ephraim Graham.
And I'm Charlene Israel. The state of Arizona is mourning the loss of 19 elite firefighters. They died Sunday battling a wildfire near Prescott. It is the greatest loss of firefighters in this country since 9/11. Heather Sells has more.
The firefighters were battling 6,000 acres of blazing brush northwest of Phoenix. Fed by gusty winds and triple-digit heat, the flames exploded out of control.
We're devastated. We just lost 19 of some of the finest people you'll ever meet. I mean, right now, we're in crisis.
19 of the 20-member crew of the Granite Mountain Hotshots died, with a lone survivor in a separate location. Across the country, 110 hotshot crews are trained to hike into the wilderness and build lines of protection between people and fires. In this case, officials say the fast-moving blaze encircled the team, forcing all 19 to deploy fire-resistant shelters like this one.
When you have that much fuel and that dry conditions and those kind of wind conditions, it can become extremely unpredictable.
This fire was very radical in its behavior. That's what caused the deaths. It was the change in the radical behavior of the burning fuels. They were just caught up in a very bad situation.
In a statement, the governor noted it may be days or longer before an investigation reveals how this tragedy occurred. But the essence we already know in our hearts: fighting fires is dangerous work. The Arizona tragedy is the largest loss of firefighters battling a wildfire in 80 years. It's still blazing out of control in Yarnell, 80 miles northwest of Phoenix. It has consumed half the structures in town. Most people have evacuated. Heather Sells, CBN News.
Wow, that's powerful. Lord, we just pray for that fire to be contained and no more loss of life. We pray for the family members that are mourning the loss of these brave firemen. And to think that people like that, that do this job every single day like that, you know, God bless them. And we just pray for their safety and those fires to go away. But you think about what's happening. I mean, it's almost every single week now. We're sharing and we're seeing all across the world.
Devastation,
Devastation, tragedies. I mean, there were some fires in Colorado we didn't even get a chance to talk about. But I had some friends that lived on Colorado. They were evacuated from their neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Most of their that area was people lost homes. But praise God, they're believers. They love the Lord. And their house was spared, man. Their house was their house was absolutely spared, and not even their landscaping. They had like just did this you know, elaborate landscaping they were able to do for their home and stuff, and not a bit of it was touched. And we just thank God for that. And
it's amazing.
It's totally amazing. But it gets us to think about, listen, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen, and you don't want to take life for granted, and you don't want to just say, oh, it's no big deal. Listen, things are happening all over this country, whether there's water flood, whether there's fires, whether there's all kind of inclement weather in terms of 130 degree heat. I mean, we're seeing unprecedented things happening. It's time to wake up. It's time to catch a clue. It's time not to throw everything off on a supposed, you know, climate change and all this type of stuff. It's like, come on now. Let's get a pulse. You know, man is always quick, you know, man that doesn't know God is always quick to throw some sort of scientific understanding or theory behind things that are happening, because they can't equate things to the hand of God. But listen, you need to wake up. We need to be alert. You understand that, listen, you know, God sees everything. He's aware of everything. And we're just looking at a perfect type of storm that's happening. And it's just time for us to wake up, and it's time for us to say, listen, Lord, you know, I want to be right. I want to be on the right side of truth. I want to be with you, and I want to live for you forever.
Yeah.
You know, and we can take heed from these situations. It's one thing that when we see devastation upon devastation, we can actually take heed and say, my goodness, what if that was me? You know, what if that was my last breath? It's one thing about funerals. Oftentimes people don't like going to funerals. I don't know anyone that does.
Yeah, right.
But I've been to quite a bunch of funerals in my life. I've lost, I mean, I would dare say over 20 funerals. And there's one thing about going to funerals, and I went a bunch of them, almost half of them as a child. My parents knew a lot of folks, and I would go to these funerals with a small child, as you know, and sit there. And there's one thing about funerals that can be redeemed. Sure, we want to honor the person that lived, and now they're no longer here. Sure, we want to comfort family members that and friends that are suffering and mourning. But there's a redeeming quality about a funeral. The next time you go to one, it's to start thinking. I mean, I'll walk away every funeral thinking, what if that was me? You know, would I be okay? What, you know, am I happy with how my life has been up to this point? And have I done everything that I felt supposed to do? And am I doing what God wants me to do? And am I in the right place with God? There's a sobering quality about it. And especially if you knew the person that passed away, because you realize you're looking at a shell. You're looking at the shell of the person, but who they really are is not there. In our country, oftentimes we try to shelter our children from experiencing and seeing death, and maybe we don't bring them to a funeral because we don't want to see them mourn. You know, there is a healthy thing about seeing the finality of death. There is a healthy thing about having a teaching moment, especially with a child. Depending on the age, you have to use wisdom, and everyone knows their own child. But there's a teaching moment there to realize that, listen, not everyone's promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
That we will all die one day.
That's right.
And we even had someone amongst our fellowship that was spared by, you know, by God, was in a wreck. And it just gets you to think about, wow, you know, make the most of today, today, this moment. You know, the next time you feel depressed or you feel like you're being attacked about things that are going difficult and bad and tough in your life, listen, it can always be worse. You could not be here.
That's right.
It could be all said and done. And I always say that, listen, a bad day with Jesus is better than a great day with the devil. You know, I'd take a bad day with the Lord any day. And because at the end, although, you know, we go through trials and tribulations and we don't know what tomorrow holds, if you know Jesus Christ, at least you know the one that holds tomorrow.
That's right.
You know what I mean? At least you know the one that will walk you through the storm
yeah.
and the fires of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worth everything.
Yeah.
That's worth everything. So I want to encourage you today that, you know, take a pause out of the day. Take a pause and reflect on the greatness of God, and take a pause on your own life and look at these warnings that are happening all across the country and saying, what about me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about me? What if I was to be gone today or physically impaired or whatever the case may be? Am I okay today with where I'm at with God?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Am I okay with where I am with my family? And am I okay with my life and what I'm doing with it? You know, your life and your time is the most precious resource you have. It's not money. It's not things. It's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you that once your time leaves, once you've spent your time, right? Once it's gone.
You can't get any more.
Yeah.
It's over.
You can't get it back.
Mm-mm.
You can't get it back. And you can do one or two things with time. You can spend time or you can invest time. But you got to choose which one you want to do. See, some people just spend time. Let's just spend time together.
Or waste it.
Or waste yeah. it, yeah.
Yeah. Or waste it.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because spending to me is kind of like wasting. It's kind of, you can kind of, you know, put it together. You're just kind of just living it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having a get together with friends, hopefully you're investing in each other's relationship. When you take from that perspective, you're investing. You want to build and see value and see that relationship go deeper. Just not spending time just to spend time.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't get it back. Or anything else that you do in your life. Listen, seize today. Do the best of which you can today with the time that you have, because tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All you and I or any of us have is today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.